Sailor's strategy is green on Bitcoin. Again, after BTC passes $75,577, Michael Saylor's strategy watched Bitcoin climb past $75,577 on Friday morning, the exact level that marks the break-even point on the company's 766,970 coin position. As of April 17, 2026, BTC was trading near $75,759 per coin after briefly tagging $76,000 earlier in the session, per a Bitcoin magazine update on X. That puts the largest corporate holder of Bitcoin back in the green for the first time in several weeks. Why $75,577 is the line strategy has bought Bitcoin in waves since August 2020 using a mix of equity issuance, convertible notes, and preferred stock proceeds. The company's current average purchase price is $75,077 per coin across 766,970 Bitcoin. Cointelegraph confirmed the figure in a post on Friday morning shortly after the price crossed it. At 766,970 coins times 75,570 in sellers, the cost basis sits near $57.96 billion. At a spot of 75,759, market value is roughly $58.10 billion. The gap is thin, about $140 million, but it is positive for the first time since the company's last disclosure. The road back from red BTC has climbed 5.12% over the past 7 days, per coin market cap data as of April 17, 2026. A week of ceasefire headlines and macro relief lifted the price out of the mid-$70,000 range and pushed it against strategy's cost line. Every additional dollar above $75,577 now adds roughly $76,970 to the unrealized gain. The lift matters for Strategy's capital structure. The company has issued several preferred stock series to fund Bitcoin purchases, each with mandatory dividend payments. When BTC trades below the average cost, book value compresses, and the company cannot realize gains without selling below cost. A modest green print restores some flexibility. Why traders watch this number, the 75,570 seller line, is not just an internal metric. It has become a closely tracked marker because Strategy's buy the dip posture has built a kind of floor psychology around each new cost average. Traders know that Saylor has never sold a coin and that the balance sheet reacts quickly to prices above cost. A crossback over the line tends to move sentiment on X and in crypto media before it moves price. The altcoin spillover BTC was not alone. As of April 17, 2026, ETH was trading at $23.57, showing 7% on the day and plus 6.5% on the week. SOL at $88.10, 3.2% and plus 5.6%. XRP at $145, 2.1% and plus 7.9%. And BNB at $632.75, so 1.9% and plus 5.1% per coin market cap. The broader green print across majors points to a coordinated bid rather than an isolated BTC move. Spot volume on BTC alone hit $42.83 billion over 24 hours, roughly in line with the weekly trend. What happens next? Cointelegraph flagged the crossing in its Friday morning update, and market makers responded with a small bid into the low $76,000 range before BTC pulled back to 75,759 idles. With the fear and greed index at 58 neutral, there is no sign of panic in either direction. The move extends a pattern we flagged in our coverage of Bitcoin's rally on the Iran nuclear pause, which reset risk appetite across the top 10 tokens. Strategy's next scheduled earnings call will report the exact mark-to-market figure at quarter end. A sustained price above $75,577 heading into the close would put Q2 book value meaningfully above the trough some analysts had modeled.